So before I get off the strategy of creating money through financial intelligence, I want to be clear that I'm not talking about borrowing money recklessly and with abandon. For example, a young man called me and he says, "I'm following and doing exactly what you said. I've quit my job. I have lots of credit cards. I'm maxing them out and I'm buying real estate." I said, "I never said that." He says, "Yes, but you said buy real estate." And I said, "Well, don't be an idiot when you're buying real estate." The point I'm making here is that when you borrow money, you need to know that there's good debt and bad debt. And the more your financial intelligence goes up, the more able you are to handle debt. As I always say to people, which requires more intelligence, savings or being in debt? And being in debt requires far more intelligence. I mean, you have to be a lot smarter to handle it. So the smarter you are, the better able you are to handle debt. So going back to that, knowing that there's good debt and bad debt, and the average person is loaded up with bad debt because they don't know the difference. And real quick, the definition of bad debt is debt that makes you poor, and good debt, debt that makes you rich. So the smarter you become, the more good debt you can use to become richer and richer. And it gets easier and easier the more your intelligence goes up. There's a lot of people right now looking for nothing down real estate. That is extremely risky because they think they're getting real estate at a bargain, let's say $100,000 house for no money down. Well, that's extremely risky if you're acquiring $100,000 worth of debt without much income. That is extremely risky. So if you're going to look for nothing down property, the first thing you've got to check is to make sure you have enough in savings or reserve to cover that property in case it goes bad. The reason most people are looking for nothing down property is very simply because they have nothing to put down. And that's extremely risky. That shows poor money management. So while I talk about debt, there's good debt and bad debt, good income and bad income, good expenses and bad expenses, good liabilities and bad liabilities. And that's all part of being financially intelligent. The more you know the differences, the richer you can become.